just wanna take this chance. Take this chance. Open my mouth to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I just wanna say thank you.
For every good thing in my life.
For all that you've done, I wanna thank you.
Thank you.
For giving your son, I wanna thank you.
Thank you.
Cause Lord, you're the one, I wanna thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, I wanna thank you. For all that you've done, I wanna thank you. For giving your son, I wanna thank you. Lord, you're the one, I wanna
thank you.
Is KAYT Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT. Praising the Lord.
This is BJ, and I would like to welcome you to our show, Just Stuff. This show is about ordinary people just like you, just like me, combining our efforts in a positive way to make our community better, one day at a time, through conversation, encouragement, resources, empowerment, and just plain talk. Remember, you are the best part of this show. Good morning, everybody. This is BJ with Just Stuff. And today I am happy to have as my guest, Mrs. Annie Rose Jackson, First Lady at St. Matthew Baptist Church, Senior Pastor Frank Jackson. And today we will be talking about valuing oneself. How do we value ourselves? How do we maintain self-esteem? And self-esteem is defined as confidence in one's own worth. Self-worth is another term for self-esteem, so it's obvious that the two go hand in hand. The dictionary defines self-worth as the sense of one's own value or worth as a human being. And in order to value ourselves, we have to know our worth. And I'm going to ask Mrs. Jackson, what does it mean for us to value ourselves, to know our worth?
Good morning, everyone. I think to value ourselves, first of all, we are to love ourselves and to know our worth. We have to be confident that we can believe in ourselves. We are believing in the knowledge that God has given us and the skills and the experience and the difference that we can make in not only our own self lives, but in the lives of others as well. To value ourselves meaning that you have a feeling that you can accomplish, that you can go out and do the things that God has placed in your spirit to do and feel confident about it and as we value ourselves and to know the worth that we know that we can do these things. And the Bible verse that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So Christ give us strength to go out and to do the things that he has placed in our spirits and in our hearts to do.
Okay, that is so true. And with all of the positive things of self-worth and self-esteem, there are some deterrents to valuing ourselves or knowing our worth. And you know, what God says, like you said, what God says about us, do we really realize how important self-worth is? Do we realize how important it is to think about ourselves in a positive way? And you know, it's hard to believe that you are somebody when you get beaten down by negative words from others, or when you've been walked on like a doormat, or treated like you're less than an animal.
Right.
It may be very hard for someone to rise above that, you know, above that place, but we can do it. I believe we can do it. And like you said, with God's help, we can do it. And it may take time, and you may have to seek counseling, but a person owes it to himself to rise up and know that they are worthy of good things.
Right.
I remember one of my teachers a very long time ago, I remember one of my teachers in high school said to the class, he said to get up every day, he said to hold your head up high, square your shoulders, and say to yourself, I am somebody. And I have never forgotten about that. And there are so many things that can cause your self-worth to take a nosedive, such as parents that use negative words, such as stupid and fat and crazy, and why can't you be like Mr. JoJo's son or daughter? And you have physical and emotional abuse. And sometimes the value of who you are as a person gets lost in all of that. So, how does knowing your worth influence your valuing, influence your valuing yourself?
Okay, knowing how to your worth is how it influences and value in yourself. First of all, I always think that it's because self-esteem and self-worth is such an emotional part, especially for women. Women have a tendency to get more emotional than the male counterpart, and we expect for people to be acceptable to move to us more than the male counterpart. And we get emotional of different subjects that may be brought up. But one thing I was thinking about is that not one drop of my self-worth depends on your acceptance of me. So when we accept ourselves,
amen.
We can make these things happen. We're not shackled by what somebody else says.
Amen.
Because Christ has set us free to be ourselves and be ourselves in Him. So Christ has saved us from sin. So and He has given us freed us from this brokenness that most women, I say women because a lot of times I can speak of myself. I go through brokenness and then I think someone else should be here for me. But, you know, if I don't get up and realize, hey, God, you know, you got me in your hands and you can take away this sin and give me joy in my struggles right now, then I'm still dependent on others to pull me out.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to seek Christ first for Christ to take this struggles, not knowing my worth, and take it away from me so I can enjoy what God has for me to enjoy.
Amen.
You know, and we have a tendency to forget about asking Christ to get us through these things a lot of times, and it's a life of misery because we can cause misery on our own selves from our own things that we place in our mind that we think that we can't get through, and we cause ourselves to endure a lot of misery, and then this time is it we should be able to take up the Word of God. Pick up the Word of God and just read the Word of God and allow God's Word to bring us back to where we need to be.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of trying to spend your time with, a lot of times we spend our time with positive people, and we want to, and those positive people can help us. They can cheer us on, and they can support us, and they can celebrate our successes or our failures together, and that also helps us, lifts us up.
But they can't do it for us.
They cannot do it for
they
us.
They can't do it for us.
But they can't, you know, and then and a lot of times we have negative friends and we have negative family members that speak, that want to pick everything apart for us and make us feel it really bad. I'm like, okay, I don't need this right now, but I need your support.
Absolutely.
And then you ask, you know, you if you spend so much time with those people, then you also end up picking up their habits.
Absolutely.
And you can't get away from that. So while we are trying to pick ourselves up out of this hole we dug for ourselves, lean to God, lean to God's word, and remember the word God. You know, you may want to take a peek back over your shoulder for just a moment, but don't stay looking back. Look forward and know that God can carry us on through whatever we're going through.
Absolutely. I remember when I was in high school, I was okay in elementary school, you know, the teachers like you and the, you know, mm-hmm. and they carry you around and show you off to other teachers and things like that. And
right.
I was skipped in the second grade. I didn't have to go to the second grade because they said that I didn't need to go to the second grade because I caught on really fast. And those were
you
the good old
smart.
Days you could get skipped. Those were the good old days you could get skipped in school. And but then the story changed whenever I got to high school. That was a total another story. I remember I was bullied in high school, and my self-esteem was like, excuse me, my self-esteem, my self-worth was at zero level. My dear used to make my clothes, because I'm the only girl, my dear used to make my clothes. And the kids used to tease me about my clothes, and I would roll my skirt up when I got to school so my skirt would be as short as the other girl's skirt. And I had, and the shoes that they bought, bought me, cause my feet are wide, and so they bought me these wide black shoes. I can see them now. And they were short like on my feet, and the kids used to call them bro-grands or something like that.
Okay.
Stop laughing at me, Annie. And the kids used to call them bogans or what, however they said. But at any rate, they were ugly shoes, but I had to wear them because that's what my parents bought for me. And they
right.
would talk about me, and I tried to tear those shoes up, and it was no way.
They were very well made.
It was no way that I was going to destroy those shoes. And I would just walk with my head down because they would talk about me. And I always sat in the back of the class because I just wanted to be invisible. I didn't want anybody to see me because I didn't feel good. I didn't feel worthy. You know, I would see the other kids laughing and talking, but that just wasn't me. And then my shoulders are kind of wide, and they would all mm-hmm. and we would go to PE and they would call me Silverback because my shoulders were wide. And you know, and my self-esteem, my self-worth, I just didn't have any at all.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I still maintained in school and everything, but as far as me feeling like I was worth something, it didn't happen. I would talk about myself in the mirror. I would look at myself in the mirror, and I talked about myself, and I said bad things about myself. And so I put a lot of limitations on myself because of other people, what other people said. And, you know, and we just have to do that. And we can't value ourselves. We can't place limitation on ourselves. Eventually we will become stagnant and we'll believe everything that everybody says. And
right.
I remember one day, you know, back then, because I didn't know God the way I know God now, and I just heard something say, my mind said, stop trying to be like everybody else and be yourself, because I was like a chameleon. If I thought somebody would like me being a certain way, then that's the way I would try to be, so that person would recognize me. And what I was doing was trying to seek self-worth from somebody else that probably didn't care 2 cents about me. And we can't, that's just not a good place to be. And I just want to say that Luke 12:6-7 says, are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 pennies, and not one of them is forgotten before God? Why? Even the hairs of your head are numbered. Fear not. You are more of value than many sparrow, and we should value ourselves because God values us. And right. Not everybody can come from that place of devaluing yourself, but you know, I just wish everybody could, because that's such a horrible, lonely place to be. And right. I started pulling myself up. I started you know, and that's something that we can do. Speak to yourself, recognize yourself, practice loving yourself. Self-worth is the value you place on yourself, like you said before, Annie. It's the value that you place on yourself, and it has to come from within. And we have to see our own strength, and that's hard to do sometime if your external validation has always been negative, because some people have always been spoken to in a negative way, and it's hard to climb out of that hole of low self-esteem and learn to value yourself. But we have to stop allowing other people to think for us. We have to think for ourselves. We have to stop being other people's puppets. Not be a chameleon trying to fit in everyone's life, because it's not going to happen, so that they will like you. Love yourself. Love yourself. Introduce yourself to yourself. Let yourself know how proud you are of yourself. Speak good things about yourself, no matter what anybody else says about you. Speak good things to yourself. And practice loving yourself. You know, we have to love God, like you said, love God, encourage ourselves, tell ourselves how proud we are to know us, be good to yourself, and stay away from toxic people and toxic relationships. Help others, help someone who really needs help. Be kind to others, value others, because it gives you a really good feeling whenever you can help other people. And if someone has done something wrong that's affected your life, forgive them. How important do you think forgiveness is, Annie?
Oh my gosh, forgiveness is very, very important, because first of all, if we have to start with forgiving ourselves, like you were talking. And once we can, if we know we can forgive ourselves, then we can forgive others. It's not hard to say, I'm sorry, you know, did I hurt your feelings? Or, and just go in and just start the conversation. You have to start from within your own self first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we always want to make a point to point the thing at the other person,
mm-hmm.
but it's always with ourselves first. But we can pick up the habit of saying, what did I do wrong?
Right.
And go from and start from there, and we will be able to move forward
and
with others as others come in our life.
And sometimes, I'm sorry to interrupt, but sometimes we haven't done anything wrong.
Right.
You know, but we have that perception because we don't have that worth in ourselves.
Assurance in ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You were talking about love, and I found a little saying by Maya Angelou. She said, I do not trust people who do not love themselves and yet tell me I love you. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is amazing. When I read that, I said, wow. And you hear that so many times, people say I love you, and then you hear in that conversation that they really don't love themselves.
Right.
So it's hard to tell someone that, you know, and because you're lying, first of all, because
right.
you don't really love me, because you don't know what that true love is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like we were talking about, love yourself, you know, to truly love yourself, you know, that you truly love yourself about what others say about you, how they, you know, they you know, your personality is with them when you're with someone, that even when you're not with others, that you don't even know, if people pick up on, oh, she's so kind, or she has her, you know, she smiles at everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, especially being a first lady, you know, I'm expected to be the best.
Mm-hmm.
You know, by most people, you know, she does smile, she's not a good first lady, you know, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I truly know in my heart that I do love people, and I enjoy being around people and helping others that are in need, or even if they're not in need, I'm there. But you don't always get received in that manner, because
mm-hmm.
their life is going through something, and they just don't know how to deal with it and don't know how to accept help.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you continue to love yourself and love others and love your body, take care of yourself, and present yourself in a way that you want to be, that's presentable, you know, to others, and continue to just let people know that, hey, I love you,
mm-hmm.
regardless of what you're going through, how you look, or whatever you want to put it, you know, be there and do what God wants us to do. Here on this earth, it's to love one another.
Absolutely. And if we can practice, you know, and we have to, if you're not used to something, then you have to practice it so that you can get used to it, so it can become a part of you.
Mm-hmm.
Practice loving yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If you practice loving yourself, you can come from the deepest pit. That's what I did. That's what I did. And because trying to fit in with everyone else's perception of what you should be is a lot of work, and there
mm-hmm.
is no winner. And what happens when you lose yourself in another person? You become like them, and that's not
mm-hmm.
you. And then you wonder, well, where did I go? Where do you go? And what happens to you? So that's why you have to practice loving yourself and. You know, and I hate to see, you know, people, women especially, and it happens to men too, become so weak that they allow other people to just rule them. And in my nursing career, I have seen so much of that. That people just knuckle under because of other people, and you just want to open up their brain and just say, don't do that. Be yourself.
Right.
But you know, we may not see ourselves as valuable. Our parents may not see us as valuable. Our friends may not see us as valuable. But God always sees His creation as valuable.
Right.
He not only
and there are some. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Go ahead.
I was going to say, and so many times when we value ourselves and we give a lot of ourselves, then you have to be careful, because there are a lot of other people that want to just kind of ride your back all the time.
Yes.
You know, so and be careful how much, you know, how you allow others to ride you down, because they will ride you down to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're constantly helping others, and helping others, you always have to leave some time for yourself.
Absolutely.
To do the things that you love, the things that make you feel good and make you feel beautiful
mm-hmm.
and worthy. So don't be such a backbender all the time that you can't hold yourself up, for, you know, build yourself up to do the things that you love and enjoy to make you happy. I mean, that doesn't make you a bad person by not wanting to keep your back bent all the time. It makes you a smart person, actually,
mm-hmm.
because you know when and when not to keep bending bending over for others and not spending time for yourself to keep yourself on a positive note and move on. And so just say you can say yes, and you have to say no. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with being able to remember that your time is priceless as well for yourself and your family.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to chime in on that.
Okay. But God not only says that in his word that we are valuable, but he showed that in his action. John 3:16, that we're all familiar with, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in me shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That's valuing his creation.
Yeah.
Valuing everyone that he created, valuing them above any devaluing that any person, thing, or experience could ever do.
Uh-huh.
He sees creation as important. We have to see ourselves as important. We need to just absorb that into ourselves, no matter what anyone else says. You're important. We're important. We're valuable.
Right.
Why? Because God said so.
Yes.
That's the plumb line for seeing yourself. It's the plumb line that God loves us so much that he gave his son for us. That's valuing each of us as God's creation. And if we could remember that, if we could grab hold to that, then we would always know that we are valuable. And if you are someone who has had a problem with self-worth and God has caused you to rise up above that, and if you know somebody who is struggling with self-esteem, with self-worth, people that don't love themselves, reach out to them and help them and talk to them and tell them what is right and what is good in God's sight so that they can rise above too, you know. But it's just amazing the things that we go through. But the things that we go through serve to make us stronger. And I remember all of those things that happened to me in high school, but it didn't stop anything because I didn't let it stop me. And when God spoke to me, I didn't know it was God then, told me to stop trying to be everybody else and be myself, then that's what I did. It was a process, and it was a journey, but it happened. And I just thank God for that. And I know that I'm valuable, and I know that God loves me, and I know that my self-worth is intact because God is always with me. And you know, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. It's a good feeling to have that confidence to know that God is who he say he is and that God is with us.
In the book of Colossians, there's a little word there that says you are exactly who God intended you to be. So don't doubt yourself, you know, and stay in God's word, because you, like I said, you are exactly who God intended you to be.
That's it. And look at that for those of you who are listening, if your self-worth or self-esteem is not intact, just look in the mirror every day say, I am somebody. I am somebody. Start from there.
Also, in Philippians 3:8, it says, it is hard to see your future when you're staring at your past. So stop staring at your past.
That.
I mean, that's God's word. It's in Philippians 3:8.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, and I just thank you so much, Mrs. Jackson, for being with me today on this program.
Thank
it's
you.
Been wonderful.
Thank you.
And I hope that we can do this again sometime. You take care.
Yeah.
God bless you. And have
God bless
a blessed
you.
Day. I love you.
Thank you for having me. I love you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
knew us a long time ago. He loved us enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to